We're joined now by my friend, the one and only Deion Sanders. Deion, thank you for joining us. Congratulations to you. We heard one of your players say, it just doesn't feel real. Does it feel real to you? And what went through your mind when the opportunity to be a head coach at Jackson State University came along?
I was elated. You talk about a team academically that leads the FCS and APR. You're talking about a school that's unheralded, 33,000 fans, which is astounding. You're talking about four former Hall of Famers that matriculated from this institution. I am excited. I'm elated. I have on my whistle right now. I cannot wait to get on the grass and do some coaching.
Yeah, don't blow your whistle during this interview. We don't need that this morning. But you know, there are a lot of schools, and they're Big Ten schools, for instance. Big Ten schools say they have so many more resources. But you decided to go to Jackson State when I'm sure you had other opportunities. So this is an historic move. Why is this so important to you to coach at an HBCU?
First and foremost, God led me to Jackson State. That's what I can truly, honestly say. And it's just sitting on that stage and looking my people in the eye and saying and proclaiming what I plan on doing with this program. We have a coaching staff that has 84 years of NFL experience combined coaching and playing. And these kids just need the level field just leveled. They need the playing field leveled. I cannot wait for this opportunity. If you give us the resources, you give us the same resources that these other schools have, we're going to prove that there is a highway that takes you from Jackson State all the way into the NFL and professionalism. We're not just raising professional football players, we're raising professionals.